tomorrow, we've got Jeff Tuckman. We'll be giving away It's a Wonderful Life.
Ooh.
And Steve and Johnny are going to be live in studio.
Ooh.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
All right. We'll be right back.
Every day.
Get Chicago news first at the top of every hour.
The Chicago Conversation.
I'm Steve Bertrand in the WGN newsroom.
News, traffic, weather, sports.
Now WGN Sports.
Never miss a story. On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Visit Sam's Club to make your holiday parties the envy of the season. Rely on the club for fresh holiday flavors, dazzling variety, and irresistible savings. Like 72-count Starbucks Pike Place K-Cups, $6 off. Delicious 48-count Ferrero Rocher, $2 off. Or an incredible USDA Choice Beef Tenderloin, $10 off. Shop Sam's Club today, the destination for your holiday entertaining needs. Hurry to Sam's Club for amazing savings. See club for details.
Holiday Happy Helpline.
Help! My stockings are hung by the chimney with care, but I need some stellar gifts to fill them with.
Why get hung up? Just go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's got great gifts for everyone on your list, and the entire store is up to 60% off.
60% off?
That's right, Old Navy's got gifts for just $2, $4, $6, and $8 for a Merry Christmas to all.
And to all a great price. Thanks!
Don't thank me, thank Old Navy. Offers valid 12/12 through 12/18. Excludes clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry, today only and 2-day only deals.
Where should you start when you're told you have cancer? Start with a specialist. Start at Cancer Treatment Centers of America, where you'll find advanced technology and precision treatment options. Start with a team of experts who treat only cancer, every stage, every day. It's not one thing we do, it's the only thing we do. Start at Cancer Treatment Centers of America in suburban Chicago. The evolution of cancer care is here. Learn more at cancercenter.com/Chicago or call 888-925-6121. Appointments available now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-978-3902. 800-978-3902. 800-978-3902. Once again, that's 800-978-3902.
Everybody for listening. Stay tuned for the opening bell. We'll be back tomorrow for Fly Jams Friday, all of our regular features, and live in studio, Jeff Tuckman and Steve and Johnny. It's going to be a great show. 2 a.m. Friday morning. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com. WGN News time is 5 o'clock. The news is sponsored by Papa John's Pizza, and here is Vic Vaughn.
Thanks, Nick. Clear skies at O'Hare. It's one above at the airport. 15 to 30 below wind chill factors today. The danger of frostbite has some schools closing the doors. Details right after WGN Traffic and Mary Vandeville.
Not too bad on those cold roads this morning. However, we do have the South Shore problem again, where passengers are going to be bused between Michigan City and South Bend through Friday morning because of the cold conditions and also a malfunctioning traffic light downtown LaSalle and Lake. Mayor Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
Chicago Public Schools are open today despite dangerously low wind chill factors of 15 to 30 below. Dozens of schools are closed, however, in the Chicago area. A few private schools in the city, mainly campuses in the suburbs. We have a full closure list on our website, WGNradio.com. The National Weather Service has a warning for residents.
The concern is that people will begin to suffer frostbite and then eventually hypothermia if you're exposed to for too long amount of time.
And tomorrow, Friday, is not expected to be near as cold as today. However, these single-digit temperatures have the Illinois Tollway reminding drivers that help is available if you're having car trouble on the expressways.
We can do tire changes, battery boosts. We can provide people with fuel if they need it.
They're on a 24-hour watch. You can dial their hotline, *999, for help. As far as at the airports, these cold temperatures are not having much of an effect. There are some de-icing operations, obviously, going on. But only 15-minute delays being reported at O'Hare and Midway. Only 4 cancellations at O'Hare this morning. None at Midway. Dozens of workers at a downtown Loop building mistook an active shooter drill for a real attack. It happened Wednesday morning at the Monroe building after an announcement over the office PA system.
We had a fire drill,
preceded by an active shooter drill. And apparently the first announcement for the active shooter drill didn't say it was a drill, so people called the police.
Thanks for the heart attack.
The Tribune says some of the workers' family members began receiving text messages of goodbyes. The building officials say they followed protocol. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee will look into allegations that Russia tried to influence last month's presidential election. The committee's holding an open hearing in January. Closing arguments today for a jury that's seen and heard the government's evidence in the trial of a white man accused of gunning down nine people at a historic black Charleston, South Carolina church. The defense rested yesterday without calling a single witness in Dylan Roof's murder trial. Roof opted not to testify. And the Federal Reserve announced a small interest rate increase, a quarter point, but several more rate hikes are expected next year. Bankrate says that'll affect homeowners with an adjustable rate mortgage.
Many of those rates had gone down over the past several years, but the direction of the wind has changed, and those rates are now going up, and it could be like water torture seeing your payment go up year in and year out over the next couple of years.
And says now may be a good time to refinance to a fixed-rate loan. WGN Sports, good morning, Andy Mazur.
And good morning, Vic. Bears wide receiver Alshon Jeffrey was back in practice yesterday for the first time in 4 weeks, serving a suspension for violating the NFL's policy against performance-enhancing drugs. He admitted that he felt like he let the team down. He wouldn't reveal what substance he took, but did take responsibility for his actions. He had to sit and watch as the team lost three of the four games that he missed. The Bears and the Packers Sunday at Soldier Field. Blackhawks returning to the ice tonight. They'll be in Brooklyn to take on the New York Islanders. Hawks 3-0-1 in their last four games. Pregame at 5:30. Faceoff with John Detroit at 6 here on WGN and WGNRadio.com. Northwestern has now won 19 straight non-conference home games, but they had to dig deep to beat Chicago State 68-64 last night. Wildcats led by Vic Law's 18 points. Northwestern has now won five straight games. UIC over DePaul in a close one, 80-75. Northern Illinois easily over Olivet Nazarene, 95-69. And SIU over St. Louis, 70-55. Bulls will be on the road tonight. They'll face the Bucks in Milwaukee. I'm Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-917-1294. 800-917-1294. 800-917-1294. That's 800-917-1294.
I'm here to live. I went through these treatments and these surgeries to have a better quality of life.
After Karen Nowatzki was diagnosed with breast cancer and underwent a mastectomy, she came to Cancer Treatment Centers of America in suburban Chicago to continue her treatment and find relief for the lymphedema that developed in her arm.
It was becoming not only unsightly, but extremely painful.
Karen's team reconstructed her breast and performed a lymph node transfer, an intricate microsurgical procedure used to treat advanced lymphedema.
I knew that nowadays cancer treatments were much more advanced, and I really felt that if I went to the right place, I would get the right care to keep me on track, and that was here in the breast center at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
To learn more about the Certified Quality Breast Center of Excellence, visit cancercenter.com/Chicago or call 888-925-6121. Cancer Treatment Centers of America in suburban Chicago. Appointments available now. No case is typical. You should not expect to experience these results.
Your money on WGN. Markets in Asia finished mostly lower today. Trading in Europe's mixed in early trading. Oil futures are higher in pre-market trading. Gold futures lower. Major index futures in the U.S. pointing to a higher opening on Wall Street. The numbers next with Steve Gerzanich on the opening bell. The WGN forecast, meteorologist Tim McGill.
Brutal out there this morning. Bitterly cold. We've got wind chills getting down to around 15 to 25 below. Actual air temperatures getting down to around 5 to 7 below west and northwest of the city. We've got a wind chill advisory in effect till 10 o'clock this morning. Sunny skies early, then becoming partly cloudy. Breezy and bitterly cold, a high of 8, but wind chills sub-zero all day long. Tonight, mostly cloudy, light snow possible late. Down to around 4 below, or 4 above, I should say, in the outlying areas. And wind chills down to around 0 to 10 below tonight. Tomorrow, finally, those wind chills improve, but that's when the snow moves in. Cloudy, on and off snow tomorrow, the heaviest late tomorrow towards tomorrow night, 23 for the high. Could see kind of a messy mix early Saturday with some rain, freezing rain, sleet, changing over to snow, 32 for the high for us on Saturday. Several inches of snow possible right now. Looks like around 2 to 4 inches south of the city. For most of us, around 3 to 6. In far northern suburbs, 4 to 8. But we'll fine-tune those numbers. Partly to mostly sunny for us on Sunday. Brutal bears weather with a high of 4. Monday, mostly sunny, 15. I'm Tim McGill from the WGN Weather Center.
And we're starting out the day at O'Hare Airport at 0 degrees. On those thermometers, it's 2 at Midway, 1 degree below 0 at Batavia, 3 along Chicago's lakefront, wind chill factor downtown with 18 below. I'm Vic Vaughn in the WGN Newsroom. Ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Today's quarter point rate hike, a vote of confidence that the economic recovery is real. While raising rates slowly so as not to kill the recovery, the Fed is also giving itself room to lower rates again should the economy stumble.
We expect the economy will continue to perform well, with the job market strengthening further and inflation rising to 2% over the next couple of years.
In what is one of the largest hacks in U.S. history, today Yahoo confirms data from more than 1 billion user accounts was stolen in 2013. Private names, email addresses, telephone numbers, dates of birth, even encrypted security questions and answers have been exposed.
The technology giant IBM has promised to hire about 25,000 more staff in the United States over the next 4 years. The chief executive, Ginni Rometty, laid out the plans as part of a $1 billion plan to invest in training and developing people in the company's home market.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Today is Thursday. It's December 15, 2016, 5:10 in the morning. Glad to have you along for another edition of The Opening Bell, another business day as we get ready to wrap up the week. Boy, they did it. The Federal Reserve raised interest rates as expected. The first time in a year, only the second time in a decade. The Federal Reserve yesterday raising interest rates as expected, about 25.25% 2.5% and 0.5% to 0.75% in the short-term rates. The Federal Reserve raising this key interest rate and signaling a more aggressive approach in 2017 when incoming President Donald Trump plans a full-throttle strategy to jack up the American economy. At the same time, the Fed's so-called dot plot shows the central bank has now penciled in 3 hikes in 2017 instead of 2 under its prior forecast. Yesterday, Janet Yellen speaking to reporters after the announcement.
My colleagues and I are recognizing the considerable progress the economy has made toward our dual objectives of maximum employment and price stability. We expect the economy will continue to perform well. Unemployment has fallen further, and inflation has moved closer to our longer-run goal of 2%. Household spending continues to rise at a moderate pace, supported by income gains and by relatively high levels of consumer sentiment and wealth.
That's Janet Yellen again from yesterday after the Federal Reserve's decision on interest rates. For now, the Fed is taking a wait-and-see approach on Donald Trump's plans for the new administration. We'll have more discussion about this. Our conversation with Heather Long of CNN Money is coming up in our 5:30 segment here on The Opening Bell. But first, over to the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk this morning. Dow futures are positive, up 44 points. The S&P futures up about 4. The NASDAQ futures up 5. Crude oil is trading up a little bit a barrel at 51.29, up just about 25 cents a barrel. In Europe, bank stocks are on the rise after the Federal Reserve move. Generally, all of the indices are higher in Europe, and in Asia, most of the indices are lower this morning. In the suburbs of Chicago, believe it or not, rents are climbing. And in Chicago, there's concern that maybe there's too many apartments, or there will be too many apartments.
And what does the Federal Reserve decision mean for interest rates and real estate? We thought we'd bring in one of our thought leaders to discussion this morning from Associated Bank, Greg Orsak, oversees some of the commercial banking at at Associated Bank, and he is with us this morning. Greg, I think we should probably start with the interest rate increase yesterday. As expected, the Fed upped the rate. How do you see that maybe impacting real estate in the Chicago area?
You know, I think you need to look at it two ways, Steve, both short and long term. I think the rate increase that's coming this week is fully baked into the market, and people were expecting it. It's been put off all year. I think the expectation is that next year we'll see continued step up in the short term interest rates. What does that mean for commercial real estate? I personally believe, from a short-term lending perspective, construction loans, which is a lot of our business at Associated Bank, I don't think it's going to impact that. The clients that we have are telling us, if you look at today's LIBOR rate is about 70 basis points with that rate increase, and add the interest spread, the spread of, say, 330, you get to an all-in rate of 4% on a construction loan. Or a short-term acquisition loan, that's very cheap debt, senior debt historically. And if in 2017 they continue to step up rates, say 100 basis points over the year, and maybe steps of 25 at, throughout the different quarters, you're still talking about only a 5% senior debt rate all in. And again, looking back, say 20 years, 25 years, that's still historic lows.
So give us a sense of that. Is it 5% or 4%? 20 years ago, what would it have been?
Oh, boy. In the worst of times, I have many customers that still talk about 20 years ago when it was, in the late 80s when it was, 20%.
Yeah.
So that was sort of the high watermark that people still remember. So, and it's usually the clients that have been in the business for a long time that can fully appreciate the current low rates and the fact that even a step up in rates is still, is still going to leave us at a level that's tolerable and makes sense economically.
So for those of us who have mortgages on our condos or homes, and even for commercial entities, 4% is really not a bad deal.
It's not a bad deal, but it's, if you look at if people only remember the last really 10 years, and it's been a really, really low rate environment. So that's all they remember. That's their point of reference.
Greg, hang on with us. Greg Orsak is the Senior Vice President, Chicago Market Manager, Commercial Real Estate Division at Associated Bank. He is in our thought leader conversation this morning. We'll continue after we check traffic at 5:15. Mary Vandeveld standing by in Traffic Central. A very cold morning, Mary. Good morning.
Yes, it is. And we do have an accident. This one on the outbound side of the Kennedy Irving Park. Two right lanes are blocked with that because of the cold weather. South Shore passengers once again being bused between Michigan City and South Bend through tomorrow morning. So watch for that. Also malfunctioning traffic light at LaSalle and Lake. Otherwise, not too much traffic out there so far. Everyone's staying home and staying warm. No delays on any of the tollways. Traffic sponsored by Panera Bread. Family and friends will like whatever you get them this holiday. But why not get them something they'll love? A Panera Bread gift card. For every $50 and gift cards purchased, get a $10 bonus card for yourself. Visit your local bakery cafe for more details. Mary Randvelt, WGN Traffic Central.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel.
800-965-1292. 800-965-1292. 800-965-1292.
You're invited to experience the many advantages of shopping at Walt's family-owned food centers in South Holland, Homewood, Tinley Park, Frankfort, Beecher, Crete, and Dyer, Indiana. There are so many reasons why you should shop at Walt's. One is Walt's Deli Department. Walt's Deli is the perfect answer for convenience in a hurry. Walt's has a selection of fine quality luncheon meats, delicious salads, and domestic and imported cheeses. And Walt's beautifully designed party trays will make any occasion a success. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. At Walt's, no special discount cards are needed. Walt's customers save every day. All Walt's stores are sized just right and are conveniently organized for fast and easy shopping. Find out why so many families shop only at Walt's family-owned food centers in South Holland, Homewood, Tinley Park, Frankfort, Beecher, Crete, and Dyer, Indiana. Walt's, a tradition of grocery excellence for 79 years.
The children were nestled all snug in their beds.
While visions of icicles danced in their heads. Frank, what happened to the furnace? It's as cold as the North Pole in here.
Time to call an I Want Smart contractor to get it fixed fast.
For a warm and happy holiday, visit iwantsmart.com and get a smart contractor sent to your house fast to repair or replace your furnace. And get a $200 rebate on any replacement, too.
iwantsmart.com.
You're headed to watch Chicago hockey, but you need cash. So you skate through a packed crowd in position, approaching the ATM on the attack. But then you're facing off with a fee. Here comes Wintrust for the assist. Wintrust throws a check, knocks that fee right through the boards. With Wintrust total access checking, you shoot, you score! Wintrust keeps it local, so you'll always have the home advantage. Find out more at Wintrust.com/total access. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Bring home hope, healing, and opportunity to those in need this holiday. Donate to Chicago Tribune Charities today at chicagotribune.com/donate. On the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk this morning, some stocks of local interest that we're watching. Archer Daniels Midland is off nearly 1.5%. Abbott Laboratories off nearly 1.5% as well this morning. One of the gainers that we're watching, the green this morning, Hyatt Hotels just up a fraction. Also, McDonald's up just a fraction this morning. It's 5:20 on the opening bell.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. No surprise here. The Federal Reserve yesterday raised its benchmark interest rate by 0.25% and then foreshadowed three more rate hikes in 2017. The Fed believes the economy has improved after a rough start to this year and can withstand slightly higher borrowing rates. The reaction from Wall Street? Sell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 118 points to close at 19,792. The S&P 500 fell 18.5 points. The NASDAQ Composite was down 27. ExxonMobil has named insider Darren Woods to be its next chairman and CEO. Rex Tillerson was expected to step down early next year when he reached ExxonMobil's mandatory retirement age of 65, but his nomination as Donald Trump's Secretary of State has pushed up the timing. And Alaska Airlines has closed its deal to acquire Virgin America a week after the Justice Department gave its approval. The company celebrated by unveiling a specially painted Boeing 737 featuring elements of both carriers' brands. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome to the program, 521, as our thought leader conversation continues with Associated Bank's Greg Warsek. Greg is Senior Vice President, Chicago Market Manager, Commercial Real Estate Division at Associated Bank. And Greg, as we look to the future, we're seeing a lot of areas of positivity in the new year. One of them is the real estate market. And one of them that I found interesting was this article that kind of ranks some of the metro areas in terms of how hot they are in terms of real estate. And I was surprised to see that Chicago's not even high up on the list. Chicago's not really close to the top either.
That's true. We've been really slow to recover from the last recession. And, you know, part of that is the lack of job growth. It's the economic climate in Illinois, and now you throw in the crime issues that are getting national attention for Chicago, and couple that with the fact that the coastal markets recovered more quickly and are much more active and seeing significantly more economic and job growth. A lot of investors refer to this concept of the smile states, and that what that is really going from New York, Boston, down through Texas, and up through L.A., San Francisco, into Seattle, and completely missing the Midwest, if you will. They call Chicago the nose. But the smile states are really where you've seen the investment, and that's the coastal towns and the warm climate. And that's where they're seeing most of the growth. So from an investor standpoint in commercial real estate, a lot of the capital has flown to those markets, and Chicago is a little bit more secondary, if you will. And then you throw in those other issues I described, and it there's less investor interest.
It looks like on this one report, Chicago is 19 out of 78 urban areas in this emerging trends in real estate survey. Number one would be Austin, Texas?
Austin, Texas.
Why is that?
A lot of it's driven by the tech industries that are headquartered there. Dell has been there for a long time. There's a lot of tech companies that have made investments there. It may not be their headquarters, but it's a strong secondary market for them. And there's been massive investment in new infrastructure, new buildings. We have a few clients that have developed down there, and the job growth is just unbelievable in both Austin and in Dallas. And I don't see that stopping. There seems to be quite a bit of demand down there, and so that's what's driving that high ranking.
Seattle number four, Charlotte number nine. It makes you think about, you mentioned Dell in Austin. I mean, we have quite a few big corporations here, and our tech community, it doesn't get a lot of publicity, but it's really kind of cooking along too. What can we do differently here in this area to push us up a little further on that ranking? What has to be done?
You know, that's a great question, Steve, and I really don't know the answer to it. I know that there are people in Chicago working on cultivating it. It's more, a lot of the tech in Chicago, my sense, is more incubator.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the more established companies, but, some of the growth that you see in, like, the Austin market, there's a pretty significant investment in the national tech companies that have made it, the Googles, the Dells, the Microsofts. So it's quite a bit more established, I would say higher grade companies. Our tech companies appear to be more startup in nature, like what you see at the Merchandise Mart.
So when we see cranes in the air across the city, and we see we hear the mayor say that that's good news for our local market, is it those are positive signs that we might be headed in the right direction?
You know, I get a little concerned because we've seen this before, so we're watching it pretty closely. From an office perspective, I see three or four office buildings going up more in the West Loop, more transit oriented, being by the train station. I think there was some pent up demand for that A+ quality office product, so I think that will be absorbed. I'm not sure there's room for more, but we will see. The big concern in office is the shadow space that's going to be left behind by all those tenants that have moved west into these new buildings. But certainly the job opportunities that have been created as a result of all this construction is certainly stimulating the economy in Chicago, and it can be seen all over. A lot of those cranes, too, are apartments, not condos. The last time it was mostly condos. This time it's luxury apartments. And I would say if we had, one upcoming potential issue, it's probably going to be a softening of the downtown apartment market just from the overbuilding. I'm not sure that we can sustain the absorption level for all those units. I think they will all get absorbed. The question is at what rate?
And that's a good segue into the apartments. Part of this is rents are going up in the suburbs. Who would have thought?
It doesn't get the press of the downtown apartment market, but the suburban market is an interesting opportunity. We've seen quite a few loan requests coming from the suburbs, and the deals are very interesting when you underwrite them, because you have to underwrite each submarket, each community, and understand the dynamics of what's driving the demand in those specific communities. And there seems to be a common trend. One is in almost two decades in a lot of these submarkets, there hasn't been much new product built. So there's pent up demand. There's a fair amount of people interested in newer condo quality product to rent, not buy. Town oriented near metro stations are always going to be viewed very positively. So we're seeing some really nice in-town developments where people can If they're empty nesters or young professionals, it's a lifestyle that they really like if they've been in that community. And there's a lot of NIMBYism, you know, not in my backyard. So there's pretty high barriers to entry. So when somebody does get something approved, it's, you know, they're usually going to do pretty well, and there's not much competition coming in behind them. So it's an interesting dynamic. We've underwritten and done quite a few projects, and the rental population that's coming into these are what you might expect. It's a lot of young professionals, but it's also a lot of empty nesters that want to stay in that community, and they're downsizing from a big house, and they're not buying a condo or a smaller house. They're renting. So it's really lifestyle changes. We hear about lifestyle changes from millennials, but the reality is the empty nesters are approaching, you know, this point in their life a little differently than they have in the past.
And that's interesting that you you mentioned that part of it, because the one report I read in Cranes is that the occupancy rate in the suburb actually fell just a little bit. Still high, but it fell.
Yeah, it's all relative. I you know... You gotta watch the press a little bit, because the overall occupancy in the suburbs is 96%. It fell from 97%. So it's still really, really good.
Yeah.
And I would still say that there's a fair amount of high barriers to entry in some of these markets. A lot of communities just don't want multifamily. They want for sale housing if they had a choice.
It's interesting that you say watch the press, because this very story talks about that occupancy rate, and then it describes the market as flat, even though it's at its historic high levels.
Right.
It's hard to, you know what to take.
Exactly. Yeah.
In the new year, what would be your prediction in this area if you had to make one?
From the suburban apartments?
Yeah, versus the city, if you even want to go that far.
I still see, and this is, you know, feedback from my clients, is that they still see opportunities in the suburbs. There are still several suburban areas that have untapped demand that's still out there. And these aren't big projects. I mean, generally speaking, you're talking about, you know, maybe 100 units on average. Those are not big projects. They're low rise. They're walk to town, walk to metro. Some of the communities are starting to understand that they need some diversification in the product that's being offered within the community. So I see more of these. And frankly, from a financing standpoint, I kind of like these, because you can get them up quickly, you can get them leased and get out. And so versus a big project downtown where it's going to take, say, 3 years to actually get it built and leased up and taken out to permanent or sold. So from a risk profile, these are a little lower risk.
There's a trend to developing across the country, and also now in Chicago, where cities are starting to ban Airbnb from condo buildings. And there are significant restrictions that are going to go into effect in Chicago. What's your view on this?
You know, I'm not surprised that the city of Chicago has taken action. One, they're trying to support the hotel industry here in Chicago. The reality is that the people that are using Airbnb are going to private residences instead of a hotel. And so that's impacting the hotel industry. But it's also impacting the city of Chicago, because they tax the hotels quite a bit on those rooms, so they're losing the revenue as well. So this new regulation is designed to hopefully, you know, restrict it and also tap the people that do these going forward. One, they have to be licensed, so they have to register themselves. They also have to start paying the tax, which is new.
Yeah.
So, and I understand it from a building standpoint, that the new regulation is, or the new, this new rule that goes into effect, actually, I believe it's this Saturday, the 17th, requires buildings can literally opt out. They can say that we're off limits. And 900 buildings have already registered with the city as not wanting to have Airbnb or other online services like this utilizing units in their building. And frankly, I understand it. If you think about it from a security standpoint, people coming and going like it's a hotel, it's not what you signed up for when you bought into or rented in a luxury building in downtown Chicago.
Well, all the best to you. It's always good chatting with you, and we'll see you in the new year.
Sounds good, Steve. Thank you.
Greg Warsak is a senior vice president at Associated Bank. He's also in charge of the Chicago Commercial Real Estate Office. You can follow Associated Bank, by the way, on Twitter, at Associated Biz, and find them at AssociatedBank.com. By the way, yesterday a judge in the Chicago area ruled that Chicago must hold off on implementing some of those Airbnb rules in the city. It's 5:33. This is The Opening Bell.
Great goaltending by Scott Darling. Well, Crow heals, but couldn't we use a few more goals? We'll go over all of it with Q, Coach Q, at 7:10.
Coach Q joins Steve Cochran next on 720 WGN.
I've seen Chicago basketball dominate the 90s. I've seen Southside baseball go all the way. And as the official voice of Chicago hockey, I've been there when our team took the cup three times. Only people who live here know the significance of those moments. Only a bank built for this city understands the needs of the people who live here. Wintrust isn't just my bank, it's Chicago's bank. Bring it home to a bank that's committed to this area. Find out more at Wintrust.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-869-8560. 800-869-8560. 800-869-8560. 800-869-8560.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-260-5460. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-260-5460. That's 800-260-5460. Again, 800-260-5460.
Interest rate increase yesterday and the Fed's vision for 2017 coming up on the opening bell. But first, it's time for news, and it's sponsored by VictoryAutoWreckers.com. Vic Vaughn, take it away.
Thanks, Steve. Could be good news for taxpayers. Newly elected Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox has made her first major policy move since defeating Anita Alvarez. She's just raised the bar for prosecutors filing felony shoplifting charges. Right now, anyone convicted of stealing goods valued at more than $300 face felony charges. That's changing. Now, felony charges will be reserved for those convicted of theft above $1,000. She says it'll keep nonviolent offenders out of jail and save taxpayers money. 80% of the inmates locked up at Cook County Jail right now on a felony shoplifting conviction would have been charged with only a misdemeanor under the new policy. May want to limit your outdoor exposure today. Wind chill factors will be as low as 15 to 30 below. That's in the range where frostbite can begin to set in just after 15 minutes. Also, check the tire pressure. The Illinois Tollway says underinflated tires may be to blame for a higher than normal number of spinouts on our expressways, especially if you haven't adjusted them since warmer weather. You most likely have lost nearly 10 pounds of pressure. Airports are looking good this morning, only reporting 15-minute delays with these cold temperatures. Only four cancellations at a O'Hare. There are some emergency school closures with these cold temperatures. Chicago public schools are open today. Others are closed. Some private schools in the cities are closed. Several dozen in the suburbs. Go to WGNradio.com for a full list. Now WGN traffic with Mary Vanneveld.
And not too bad on those cold roads so far this morning. We are having some problems with public transportation. Again, Metro Union Pacific West train number 10 due in at 610, running 10 minutes late. Mechanical problems. South Shore passengers being bused between Michigan City and South Bend through Friday morning with the cold conditions. On the area roadway so far, no major delays to speak of. Even looks good on the tollways. Mary Vanneveld, WGN Traffic Central.
The year was 1973. The skilled team of NECA Chicago and IBEW Local 134 helped to distribute power 108 stories into the Chicago sky in a structure that was declared to be the tallest building in the world. Today, this team is still setting records, bringing in a new era of renewable energy and emerging technologies that will shape Chicago's future. We are your complete energy solutions provider. Visit NECAIBEWChicago.com.
I've felt the electricity of a crowd of 2 million people. I've been another jersey in a sea of red. As the voice of Chicago hockey, I've seen our team take the cup 3 times. Only people who live here know the pride of a Chicago win. Only a bank built for this city knows the needs of the people who live here. Wintrust isn't just my bank, it's Chicago's bank. Bring it home to a bank that's committed to this area. Find out more at Wintrust.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I was 35 when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. My ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me. I felt hopeless. He called Elite Rehab Placement because I couldn't make the call. I was ashamed. I was given skills to manage my sadness and my anger. And more importantly, I'm 3.5 years sober. I'm so grateful for all their help. And all it took was making one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more. 800-958-2153. 800-958-2153. 800-958.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4933. 800-590-4933. 800-590-4933. That's 800-590-4933.
Get a quick look at the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk numbers. Markets in Asia finished mostly lower today. The Nikkei managed modest gains. The Shanghai lost nearly 1% of its value. The Hang Seng closed off nearly 2%. Trading in Europe's mixed this morning. Markets in Germany and France are gaining steam, approaching 1% higher, seeing fractional losses so far in England. Oil futures are higher in pre-market trading at $51.35 a barrel. Gold futures lower at $1,132 an ounce. Major index futures in the U.S. pointing to a higher opening on Wall Street. Dow futures up 50 points. S&P futures up 5. NASDAQ 6 points higher. WGN Sports and Andy Mazur.
And sports is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball, Chicago's Big Ten team. For the first time in 4 weeks, Alshon Jeffrey was on the practice field for the Bears. Receiver back after serving his month-long suspension for violating the NFL's policy against performance-enhancing drugs. He feels like he let the team down and now has 3 weeks to regain the trust of the front office and his teammates. Bears and Packers Sunday at Soldier Field. Blackhawks three-game road trip will continue tonight. They're facing the Islanders in New York. Pregame at 5:30. Face-off with John and Troy at 6 here on WGN and WGNRadio.com. Bulls on the road tonight facing the Bucks in Milwaukee. Northwestern, a win over Chicago State yesterday, 68-64. UIC beats DePaul, 80-75. Northern Illinois over Olivet Nazarene, 95-69. SIU over St. Louis, 70-55. The White Sox have signed the starting pitcher, Derek Holland, the former Ranger, inking a one-year deal with the White Sox. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena. Great matchups coming up with Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. I'm Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. A wind chill advisory is in effect until 10 a.m. We'll stay in the single digits today. A high of just 8 above with sub-zero wind chill factors as low as 15 to 30 degrees below zero. Plenty of sunshine early. High-level clouds build later today and tonight. A few snow flurries overnight. We'll see snow begin to accumulate Friday afternoon. Not as cold. We'll reach the mid-30s, but that snow will continue through into Saturday. Right now it is zero at O'Hare, 2 degrees above zero at Midway, -3 in Montgomery, 3 degrees downtown. Along Chicago's lakefront, we have a wind chill factor of 18 below. Get Chicago news first at the top of every hour. I'm Vic Vaughn on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is the opening bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program as we continue our conversation this morning about interest rates and the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve yesterday raised interest rates, signaled maybe three more interest rate hikes in the coming year. Heather Long at CNN Money is a senior markets and economy writer there, and she's been covering Janet Yellen and the Fed over the last 24 hours. And Heather's with us this morning here on the opening bell. Heather, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
You know, we have been talking, you and I have been talking about this for a year now, and it finally happened. I feel like we've reached some sort of milestone together.
Yeah, a little bit of a marathon run.
Right. So they've done it. So what do we expect now? I think that the news is not that they raised interest rates because everybody expects that, but I guess it's the looking forward, right?
That's right. And, you know, there's kind of two ways to read yesterday. One is what you said. So it took, you know, all year for us to get that one rate hike in 2016. But at the moment, they're telegraphing that things are going to pick up a lot in 2017. And they now expect three rate hikes. So that was sort of the surprise for the markets. Originally, they had been saying two just a few months ago. But overall, the market also looked at this, and they were just stunned, generally speaking, by Janet Yellen, the Fed chair's comments, and by the Fed statement that it seemed to just totally ignore the fact that Donald Trump has been elected president and wants to do big tax cuts and regulatory rollbacks and changes and maybe even some more government spending on infrastructure. And basically, the Fed just said, we're going to wait and see. We're not anticipating anything. We're not going to plan for any of this right now until we see the details. And I think the investors were like, huh? What do you mean you don't think there's been a massive change in economic policy in the direction of the country after the election? So that's why you saw the really big movement in the bond market yesterday.
You know, and I, after thinking about that pretty much all night last night, I was doing a little tossing and turning. I was thinking, well, maybe it's because they feel like that whatever Donald Trump decides to do, it's going to take a while to get that into place, maybe all of next year perhaps. I don't know. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's the usual super cautious Fed. I mean, why haven't they raised rates more than twice since the crisis? They go around saying, and they said it again yesterday, that this is a vote of confidence in the economy, that they think it's doing pretty well. They keep using the word moderate recovery or moderate growth, which is, you know, not bad, and yet they won't raise rates more than twice. So the exact thing that Yellen used a couple of times is, it's too early to know how these policies will unfold, meaning Trump's policies. So she just kept saying they're not – basically, they don't have enough data. They don't have enough numbers to price in into their models what that tax cut looks like or if there's going to be infrastructure spending.
This vote of confidence, too, in terms of the economy, I mean, the vote of confidence, I think, probably is still being counted in terms of the Federal Reserve and investors' confidence in the Fed, given all of this. Do you think that these lack of decisions or this wishy-washy sort of what you've been talking about there makes that even worse?
Yes and no. Yes, in the sense that if you look at why did the stock market fall a bit yesterday, everybody's been on edge about, well, are we going to see the Dow cross 20,000 for the first time? And we were very, very close just 2 days ago, you know, with less than 100 points away from that. So very easy to get there, but we didn't. And instead, we fell yesterday, fell over 100 points. And you saw this the bond market, bond yields go up even higher in a lot of cases, because basically the market's saying, not that they don't have confidence in Janet Yellen or in the Fed, but they're saying, look, we think you're going to change your mind very, very quickly as soon as Donald Trump gets in office and Congress, Republican Congress and Trump start actually working on these tax cuts. So by the next time Fed, maybe by March or certainly by June, they think that the Fed is really going to have very different things to say about what's going to happen. And so the market is trying to price those in now.
Right, right. During the campaign, Donald Trump was highly critical of Janet Yellen. And yesterday, she sort of responded to that a little bit and about going forward with Donald Trump.
Yeah. We ran a headline at CNN, sort of Donald Trump's, Janet Yellen's message to Donald Trump, I'm not going anywhere. So he's made it very clear that he plans to replace her when her term is up in early 2018, but that's still a good year or so to go. But she certainly didn't sound intimidated at all about him. She was asked several times about even his tweeting and whether she thinks that's a good idea. And generally speaking, she tries not to weigh in on those things. So she basically said, I'm not going to tell the president how to do policy or how to do his business. But she also was like, I plan to serve out my 4-year term. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, saying that Trump really doesn't intimidate her at all. So she really was sort of stern-faced in that. Like, you had to believe her. I mean, I believe what she was saying, that I don't think she even gives it a second thought.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But we'll see. Trump really hasn't said much about her since he was elected. He made a lot of negative comments on the campaign trail about her, and he said he thought the Fed was being political, keeping these rates so low to make the Obama economy look better, you know, kind of propping up the stock market. But he hasn't said much now that he's president-elect. That's a different relationship, so we'll see.
Well, and, you know, I guess the headline is the economy is looking good. It is cooking along. Would you agree with that? And as we move into 2017, what do you expect?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly there was a lot of fear this summer when things were slowing down. We had really slow growth the first half of the year, you know, barely 1% growth. But we saw a big pickup in growth in the third quarter. And certainly since the election, there's been a huge boost in optimism. So both business optimism and consumer optimism. Now, we'll see if that plays out. Are you and I and everybody else in America going to go out and buy more holiday gifts? So far, we're not really seeing that in the data yet. But of course, you know, we've got a couple more days to go here before the big holidays. So I think the way to read it is, yes, 2017 looks like it's going to be better. But if Donald Trump and the Republican Congress do get some of those measures done, whether it's the corporate tax cuts and the individual tax cuts or some of the regulatory rollbacks, or if they end up spending more on roads and bridges and doing an infrastructure bill, any of those things will continue to stimulate growth for next year and maybe even into 2018.
Heather Long, we appreciate you being a part of the opening bell this year. It seems like it's been a long year of talking with you about this stuff, but we appreciate your contributions to our program and look forward to seeing you and talking with you again next year, and have the best holiday you can have, okay?
Happy holidays.
All right. Bye. Heather Long, CNN Senior Markets and Economy Writer. This is the opening bell, 5:50. It is a very cold morning in Chicago that's caused a number of schools to cancel or adjust their schedules today. And you can find those, by the way, at the Emergency Closing Center, which is now up and running on our website. You can go to wgnradio.com/weather/emergency-closing-center, or just go to wgnradio.com and you'll see the banner there. It's also impacting some traffic this morning. Mary
Mary Vandeveld standing by. Mary?
Especially some public transportation. Metro Union Pacific Westline train number 10 due in at 6:10 is running 10 minutes late. Mechanical problems there. Also, with cold weather conditions, South Shore passengers once again being bussed between Michigan City and South Bend through Friday morning. We have an accident involving a car into a building at 79th and Cicero. Earlier accident outbound Kennedy at Irving Park has been cleared. Otherwise, no backups yet. On the Kennedy, Eisenhower moving fairly smoothly. A little slow around Mannheim. Inbound Stevenson is heavy from Cicero into Kedzie. Traffic sponsored by Cabela's. If your family loves the great outdoors every season, there's only one place to go for outdoor gifts this season. Cabela's Christmas Sale. Plus, hurry in Saturday for 8 a.m. doorbusters at Cabela's in Hoffman Estates. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
It's hockey weather. Up tonight as the Blackhawks take on the New York Islanders. The puck drop at 6 o'clock. On the station, saving a little salt for the rim of the glass. 720 WGN.
Blackhawk games on Blackhawks Radio 720 WGN are presented by the Village of Bedford Park.
Where should you start when you're told you have cancer? Start with a specialist. Start at Cancer Treatment Centers of America, where you'll find advanced technology and precision treatment options. Start with a team of experts who treat only cancer, every stage, every day. It's not one thing we do, it's the only thing we do. Start at Cancer Treatment Centers of America in suburban Chicago. The evolution of cancer care is here. Learn more at cancercenter.com/Chicago or call 888-925-6121. Appointments available now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-978-3902. 800-978-3902. 800-978-3902. Once again, that's 800-978-3902.
Spread a little holiday joy this year with the best personalized holiday gifts. The world-famous WGN Chicago personalized calendars, now available in the featured section on WGNradio.com. This is the ninth year for these highly sought-after calendars, and you'll see striking new color technology on all 12 monthly images for 2017. These unique calendars not only feature Chicago landmarks, as seen through the lens of our spectacular photography, but the images are crafted so your name is actually in the photograph. Give a gift that is completely 100% original. Go to WGNradio.com, scroll down to the features section, make a purchase of our calendar, and a portion of the proceeds benefit JDRF. To make 2017 an epic year, you have to start with an epic calendar, the 2K Chicago Calendar, available in the features section at WGNradio.com.
You're listening to the opening bell on 720 WGN.
On the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk, the Dow futures up about 45 points now. S&P and NASDAQ futures are also higher. The latest on commodities and agriculture now. Good morning, Orion Samuelson.
Good morning, Steve. Back from Washington, D.C. late yesterday evening with flight delays because of weather. And I have to say at the very outset, I really feel for the airline workers who handle the baggage and fueling on the ramps at O'Hare. Oh, what a cold night last night for those folks. Now, let's look at the markets. Soybeans fell to a three-week low in the overnight trade. Rains in Argentina putting pressure on soybeans. And the most active corn futures contract down 0.4% after having gained yesterday during the day session. Live cattle futures, Chicago Mercantile Exchange finished in bearish territory yesterday, profit-taking, and some disappointment over early week cash prices, according to traders. So we're finding the December live cattle futures closing down just slightly, down 2 cents a hundredweight. And that's also putting pressure on the other commodities. Lean hogs, which expired at noon yesterday, closed 67 cents a pound higher at $57.85. back to yesterday in Washington, D.C., spending an hour or so with the Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, doing my last weekend or year-end review with the Secretary as Secretary, because come January, he'll be looking for work. Talking to him yesterday, I don't think he's going to have any difficulty finding work when he leaves the USDA. Well, you have a great day. I'm Orion Samuelson.
Now, the Associated Bank Market Desk Outlook for this Thursday, December 15th. There are two reports from the Labor Department today. One covers the number of people who applied for unemployment benefits last week. The other deals with U.S. consumer prices for November. Also today, the Commerce Department will report on U.S. current account trade deficit for July, September quarter, and the Treasury Department releases international money flow data for October. Federal Reserve of New York also releases its December survey of manufacturers in the state. Freddie Mac will report on weekly mortgage rates, and the National Association of Home Builders will release its annual, monthly housing market index for December. We'll continue to follow your money throughout the morning here on 720 WGN and in the Steve Cochran Show coming up next. And we'll be back bright and early tomorrow morning with another edition of The Opening Bell. I'm Steve Grzanich. Have a great day.
Timeless, memorable music is back on the radio
at 87.7 FM.
Downtown. Great artists.
Great songs.
Great memories.
Right now on 87.7 FM.
First on your dial
at 87.7 FM.
MeTV FM.
I'm here to